We are streaming live right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. I will be live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with Dr. Roberts, who's agreed to come on, and I've yet to ask Bob Chapman if he can do that. But we'll continue to cover this Sunday for you. If things heat up really bad, you will know I will be in here live, marathon Saturday. USA Today has now put out an article saying questions answered on Russian-Georgia conflict. And it's somewhat accurate. It's exactly what we told you. Fighting broke out Friday between Russia and a strong U.S. ally in the region, the Democratic Republic of Georgia. The violence could significantly destabilize Russia's ties with the West and even influence the actions of U.S. troops in Iraq. USA Today's London correspondent Jeffrey Stinson answered some questions about the conflict. What are Georgia and Russia fighting over? Georgia launched. You hear that? Georgia launched. People are in the message board saying we made that up with Dr. Roberts last hour. You people just never seems to amaze me, little neocon cowards. Georgia launched a military strike. Let me say that again. Georgia launched a military strike on the province of South Ossetia, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, aimed to reclaim it after 16 years of semi-independence. Okay, now that was an international agreement set up, agreed to by the parties by the UN. They engaged in an act of war, as Bob Chapman said, but what does he know? He was in counterintelligence against the Russians. In response, Russia sent tanks into Moscow, says Georgian forces had killed Russian peacekeepers there and were committing acts of ethnic cleansing of native Russians living there. Why does Moscow care what Georgia does in its own provinces? Its own provinces. See that spin? Georgia, which borders Russia, is a former Soviet republic. It declared its independence in 1991 after the collapse of communism. More than 70,000 people in South area speak Russian and carry Russian passports. Relations between the two have been tense, and Moscow tries to reassert influence over nations that border it. Georgia has aligned itself with the West and wants to join NATO, a desire Bush administration supports, and has, of course, a bunch of U.S. forces, Marines, and Army there backing it up right now. Bob, is there any doubt right now that U.S. forces are fighting the Russians?
No doubt whatsoever. And there's no doubt whatsoever that this whole episode is the work of the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. And I mean, they are the ones at fault. They are trying to start a war. It has nothing to do with the freedom of the Federal Republic of Georgia. That's laughable because the election was rigged there, and that's how that president got into power. And of course, what's really important to them is to put the pipeline through there. And that's why the Israelis have over 1,000 mercenaries there training people.
It's just incredible, Bob, to be seeing this unfold. Let's talk to Aaron in California. You're on the air, Aaron.
Alex and Bob Chapman, this is Aaron. I wanted to talk to you about, I mean, this sounds like the perfect storm. You've got George Bush, who we all know runs nothing. You know, he's over in the Olympics. You've got a gigantic distraction going on. And at the same time, like you said, U.S.-backed forces are attacking Russia. I mean, Are we that crazy? I mean, I know that 30% of America is going to think that that's Georgia in the South.
We're not joking.
Try 50. They expect that the Russian army, being led by a guy named Sherman, is going to attack Atlanta.
Well, Alex, I wanted to thank you. Your film Road to Tyranny back in 2004 woke me up. I had the honor of meeting you in 2006 at the Scholars Symposium. Bob Chapman, I work here in California, one of the largest precious metals dealer, and all of these savvy customers know who you are. And I direct them to your website, and it's actually helped me do well in this industry, the information that you provide. And I know that you're quite the veteran in this industry, and I just respect you both very much. Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, theinternationalforecaster.com. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, here on the InfoWar, InfoWars.com. Tons of phone calls, more key analysis you won't get anywhere else, right here on the one, the only GCN.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know, I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drink and Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep, so you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkandmate.com. Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is massive continual coverage at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com of what's happening in Georgia. There in its central northern area bordering Russia on the Black Sea. Look, bottom line, we need big articles up on InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com done by our people. We have stories like evidence of U.S. military presence in Georgia, things like that. Well, that's all admitted. What we need to do is break down the fact that Russia has been attacked by U.S.-backed Georgia, or U.S. Georgia backed by U.S. attacks and kills Russian forces. I mean, that is unprecedented. In a 10-year agreement with Russian forces in that area for peacekeeping. In an ethnic Russian area, when this is part of Russia, has been part of Russia in the past, just unbelievable. Look, the military-industrial complex owns and runs our society, and they just want more wars. And before all the good old boys weigh in on this and think it's a great thing, this is bad for our future, bad for our economy, bad for everything. Just amazing. Let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Mick and PA. Mick, you're on the air.
Thank you so much for taking my call, Alex. And this might sound a little bit out there, but 40, 50 years of obsessive-compulsive disorder concerning what is truth, what's going on in this world. I believe they are setting the forces, the powers that be are setting up this war to start World War IV, So we do go in and we lose World War IV, and the USA is handed over to Communist China and the other powers in the world.
Well, they've said that China and Russia will be the center of it, and that the globalists have engineered all this to bankrupt the U.S. so they can buy it up, to destroy our name so we won't be the superpower. That is exactly what's going on here. Let's get Bob Chapman's take on that.
I can't add much to that. Boy, that's perfect, Alex. You're absolutely right. And this program's been going on for a long time. I think they decided in the late 50s, early 60s, when you saw the first GAAT and free trade and globalization get underway, and then we jumped off the gold standard in August the 15th of 71, and you put the two of them together, and it's been downhill ever since. And that was deliberately taking us downhill.
Absolutely.
Well, I think may shake some people to their senses. Hopefully, maybe our military will save us. But if you look, the only thing forced standing in the way of these forces of evil in the world was Christianity and what used to be the USA. And people who studied it said they didn't simply take over Russia and China and slaughter off 40 to 60 million innocent little peasants. They slaughtered off 40 to 60 million Christians. And I think that's what's in line for the USA. They'll get the USA, they'll get the Christians, they'll get the topple of the USA at once. And the world enters 1,000 years of dark ages. And I don't know, do you think there's any prayer our military may step in and realize what's going on?
Hey, I appreciate your call. I think you've already seen Admiral Fallon and others say no to attacking Iran. And so that might be why that may not happen. But most of the experts we have on say it is going to happen. Ron Paul, of course, Dr. Roberts, Ray McGovern think it's on currently. Bob says he doesn't think it's on. I hope Bob's right. Bob, that's one of the few areas that you differ with on our other gallery of experts.
Well, I think it's because I watch the enemy. You know, if you're going to understand the criminal mind, you have to be able to think like them. And there are very few normal people who can think like criminals because it's alien to them. And I think I have that ability. They are criminals. And I listen to everything that they say because they always tell you what they want to do because if they have this egotistical bravado about them that, you know, part of them being what they are, they have to let you know how superior they are. And when they're in that process, they also let you know that something's going on and sometimes specifically what's going on. And so my take very often is different than others. And again, unfortunately, I usually am right, and that's not good for the world.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Texas. Jim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Enjoyed listening to your show for all these years. I was listening to an interview on, I guess, right-wing neocon radio the other day with Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, but let's not associate it with right-wing, pro-Second Amendment, and pro-America. This is the fake right-wing.
Yeah, you're making me laugh like that guy going down in that movie that I saw when I was a kid called Dr. Strangelove. You know, there's nothing that guy can do about it. But I just think that, you know, if they could get somebody in the Congress, you know, more people like Kucinich and Ron Paul, it would put a lot more light on what's going on. You know, I've been listening, and I turned a lot of my friends on to what's going on, and we're all sitting around here at a break at work right now listening to your show, and they're just like, their mouths are open. They can't believe what they're hearing.
Well, let's be clear here. It isn't like we just jumped on this today and said, we told you so. Who would have thought you'd have U.S.-backed Georgian forces with Marines and Army attacking, sneak attacking Russian peacekeepers who were there lawfully, killing them, and then John McCain saying the Russians are bad and need to pull out and allow this takeover to happen. We didn't just say this today or last week or last month, but years ago we said that would be part of the cards. We're right. We know what we're talking about is the point. Bob Chapman?
Well, I agree with you, and I just wish we could reach more people, and I wish there were more people like Alex on the radio, like 1,000 more every day, so that the public would finally get the truth and wake up.
Well, they just haven't been thinking in a complex way about the way the world really works. They haven't studied history. And most Americans, again, can't find Georgia on a map in the U.S., much less Georgia in Europe, Eastern Europe, on the border of Central Asia. They just can't do it. And all they're hearing on the news is Russia attacks Georgia. But then you read into all the deep headlines and they go, no, Georgia attacked and killed the Russians and the Russians fought back. Now, the Russians have generally been showing restraint and will probably be restrained. I hope they are. But, Bob, you're saying you don't think that. You think they're going to go ahead and because if it's a provocation by the globalists controlling the U.S., it's not us doing it, but using our name and our military and through us, another sub puppet of Georgia. If they started the fight to try to escalate it, I guess they'll try to order the Georgian military to keep attacking the Russians to try to elicit an escalation. So we'll just see what happens in the next hours and days.
Time will tell.
Okay, thank you so much, Jim. Mark in Seattle, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. I really enjoy your show. You know, what amazes me is I heard Lindsey Williams say on your show exactly what's been occurring. You know, I see oil.
I forgot that. 2 weeks ago, he said oil would drop a bunch and that there'd be a conflict with Russia. He did say that.
Yes, he did. And it's just blowing me away. Oil's down again today. And, you know, even with this conflict, you know, gold has kind of broke an important technical line, and you know, it just reminds me of some of these, you know, false rallies I've seen in the past. In other words, the stock market's up over 300 points now, and I want to know what your guests think, because I have a lot of respect for Mr. Chapman and all of your guests, Alex. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you, Bob.
Well, earlier in the conversation, I said that they have, in the last 2 to 3 weeks, taken commodities, precious metals, and down in price, although the commodities were overpriced, I believe, and the precious metals just kind of got thrown out with the bathwater. The market's another
story. They always
altogether.
Go down late in the summer. If this follows all the trends, it'll be way up in the fall.
That's correct. By the end of September, they're probably, if history is correct, will be a tremendous reversal. But you don't know until you get there. But this is the fourth time that this 850, 55, 60 level has been tested, or the intraday 845, and that happened to be the old high area previously in 1980. And so we're just going to have to relaunch. And I think that will happen. But the most disturbing factor, and more disturbing, is the performance of the stock market. It is so obvious what the United States government is doing. I mean, markets don't act that way. I mean, I've been at this for 50 years. I was a stockbroker for 28 years. I own my own firm. I mean, I know that business. I know what propels markets or what should propel markets. And I believe that the whole thing is rigged on the stock market. And today is a wonderful example. I mean, how could you have what could be a new world war with the market going up 300 points with other dreadful news at the same time.
And massive layoffs everywhere. But the fundamentals are industry shutting down, dollar going down, debt going up, and the market's doing wonderful. That's the Plunge Protection Team. Thank you. Anything else? Anything else, Mark, in Seattle?
Oh, that's it. Just keep up the good work, and God bless you, Alex.
God bless you. Okay. Scott Drew, Laser in the UK, and others. Your calls are straight ahead after this quick break. We'll also, at the bottom of the hour, recap the latest developments. Georgia, backed by the U.S., attacks Russian forces. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med, Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
It is confirmed. It's up on InfoWars.com. Israeli Military Advisors Aid Georgia. They put this out last night out of the Israeli publication Devka File. Very proud of themselves. Georgian tanks and infantry, aided by Israeli military advisors, captured the capital of Breakaway early Friday, August 8, bringing the Georgian-Russian conflict over the province to a military climax. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin threatened a military response. Former Soviet Georgia called up its military reserves after Russian warplanes bombed its new positions in the Renegade province. Wow. I mean, Renegade province, the Russians have always been there in that province. This is just incredible. We are here watching U.S., Israel-backed, NATO-backed forces attack and kill Russian troops. And then if you read the major headlines in the U.S., it's Georgia says Russia attacking, because they don't want to lie outright, so that's a semantical deception. That's like if you walk over and punch me in the face two or three times, and then I start fighting back, and then you say, Alex Jones is attacking me. But no, everybody saw that you hit me first, or vice versa. They just treat us like such morons, but then in the Israeli publications and foreign publications, the truth is all being reported. But here, man, we are just, I mean, we really are pathetic, Bob Chapman. I want to go to more calls, but I just really get sick by the ignorance. They know the public's ignorant, so they just abuse us in ways that are so amazing and now bring us to the brink of war with Russia. Again, Russia is now engaging U.S., Israeli, and Georgian forces. This is incredible.
And the stock market's up 300 points. That's even more incredible. And a little manipulation.
God.
I mean, when's Wall Street going to smarten up?
Oh, God.
I mean, you know, they're messing in their own work. I mean, you know, once this thing goes down, it's not coming back. They're all going to be at a job in selling apples for 10 cents a piece or whatever.
Well, I mean, all over Austin media companies, KI laid off 14 people this morning. Is that even in the news? We have inside people inside KI. Is that news that 14 people got laid off this morning?
Oh, I mean, Never heard it.
Well, it's just a little TV station. The point is, layoffs everywhere, everything's falling apart. Yuppies dancing around. Everything's fine. Oh, Russia's evil. They attacked us. Kill them. Meanwhile, if you read in the bottom of all the papers, they admit that we attack them. Folks, our government is attacking Russian troops and killing them now. This is unprecedented. And the average yuppie probably thinks it's funny. There's people on the comment sections on InfoWars saying we're making this up, Bob.
But wait till they step on one of those dead bodies and they get that fluid all over their boots and have it stinking for the next 2 weeks. They don't get it. They've never seen people die. And it isn't nice.
Well, I you know, it's sick what's happening, but I have to say it. This country is going to fall. This country is rotten and mentally ill, and I just hope it doesn't end in nuclear war, Bob.
I hope it doesn't either, because you and I are going to end up crispy critters.
Yeah, I'm in Austin, Texas. That's a major target. With all these military bases around it being a capital. Yeah, whatever.
Well, you can always move over the border, you know.
Well, if nukes ever start going out, the yuppies will probably come out and say, oh, no, it's a suntan. It's not a nuke. I'm not joking. They'll probably run into it. They'll probably drive in the mushroom clouds going, no, it's good. It's Al-Qaeda. Oh, I love it. Oh, Bill Clinton, save me. Let's talk to Drew in California. Drew, you're on the air, then Scott in Texas and others.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I think I have an 888 connection for you. Like Bob Chapman said, you need to know your enemy. So I look at numerology and astrology, like 9/11 and the way that Washington, D.C. set up for the dog
star. 7/7 or the Bali bombing or the Madrid bombing was on another date. They always do it on weird dates.
Okay, I got this for you. The astrology symbol for Jupiter, which looks like a 24, is the 8 plus 8 plus 8. If you look at the mythology for Jupiter, it held the same role as Zeus in Greece. And America is Greek.
Well, no, Jupiter's the Roman, yeah. And it is the Roman name for Zeus.
Correct. And if you look at Tex Mars's book, Mysterious Monuments, page 97, you'll see America is Greece reincarnated. And you got that other weapon, Rods of God, is the lightning bolts of Zeus. You heard of that one?
Yes.
So that's my point with the 888 connection. That's the best I can give you.
Yeah, they always do their bombings on weird dates. They're completely insane.
Yeah, because they're after this numerology astrology, and if you study what they study, you can see this is how they connect things.
And they think if they attack Russia on 888, it'll give them magic powers?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, completely insane.
Exactly.
Hey, we got Richard Nixon saying they have homosexual orgies, folks. You can't make this up.
No
homosexual
way.
Orgies, pot-bellied old Republicans running around going, Lucifer, oh. I mean, you know, who could make this up? Pretty funny, huh, Bob?
It is disgusting.
I mean, these people are just little pot-bellied Nellies going, Just, we'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, I got you. Call Scott in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'll try and make this as brief as possible. It seems they're ramping up world events. It seems that they're ramping up restriction of the internet. Lately, I've been trying to think of ways, nonviolent ways, that we can back these guys off and ways that we could possibly use the internet while we still have it to have some sort of advantage. I wanted to toss an idea at you guys and see what you thought. They seem to be making a list of us, about a million or so plus of people that don't see eye to eye with the current administration or what have you. Why not us make a list of them, the top criminals from Rockefeller and Rothschild all the way down to Anderson Cooper's intern? I was wondering what the legality and the feasibility of an idea like this
would
be.
Well, I mean, you can make lists of criminal people or people involved in the New World Order if you want and put those out. But understand, most of the million people on the list, and I appreciate your call, are totally innocent. It's housewives, school teachers, somebody that took a picture at an airport. That's just about setting the precedent for list. And then they say, oh, if you want off the list, just come file with us as a trusted traveler. So that's really another program. I mean, they can't do anything to a million of us. It's all bravado. It's all just will we roll over to them as they nelly around guys in pink outfits commanding their men in black uniforms, a bunch of chicken neck pedophiles that run the men in black uniforms. I mean, really, that's what's such a big joke about this. It's a bunch of fruitcake Luciferian pedophiles with a bunch of dumbass tough guy cops running a police state who have no idea what they're part of. Bob Chapman.
Well, I think that's pretty much a mouthful of it. Those lists have been around for a long time. You can go to some of the CFR sites, and then they'll list them for you. And then, of course, you have the list of the Bilderbergers that are going, you know, when they have their meetings. And so you can pick up those names.
But understand, they have evil systems built around them. You have to tear out the systems. It's like shark teeth. You know, if a 10,000 top globalist all fell off a cliff tomorrow, the evil might even get worse. A lot of times they have even more wicked little supine goblins that serve them. We need to bring down their system of tyranny and fully discredit them where no one believes a word they say, so they grind to a halt. I appreciate your call. Listen, this isn't just about America. They're willing to go attack and kill Russian troops out of a clear blue sky, you know, in a sneak attack in the middle of the night for no reason. Okay, and then think the public's so dumb to tell the public, oh, look, Russia's attacking. You know, I mean, that's how dumb they think you are. And again, for people that serve the system, you think you're part of the system? A system this corrupt that'll attack Russia out of the clear blue is a group that'll steal your pension funds, like they're announcing with Ford and Chevy and the government. And I mean, you know, the thing is, there's all these people that think, as Mark Kornke says, they're pet puppies, and they're not pet puppies, are they, Bob?
No, they're not.
Let's take another call here. I guess who's up next in line? Laser in the UK. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Wicked show. Wonderful show. We need to get you guys. We need to get you guys on the air in the UK over here. We need to wake up the people in the UK. They are fast asleep. Believe me, this is a total totalitarian state over here. Just wanted to talk a bit about the conflict going on in between Russia and Georgia. You're absolutely right. I was watching it from early this morning, and they were provoked. Georgia did attack the Russians first, and then the media changed the story around when, you know, the official story or whatever they like to call it. You know, you're absolutely right on that.
Laser, I'm going to put you on hold and come back to you in 5 minutes. Your Skype phone or whatever it is, your Vonage phone is totally breaking up. We'll go back to Laser in 5 minutes. Adam in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Good to talk to you. Love the show. Just got several things, a couple questions I wanted to ask. I don't know, I tend to ramble, so you tell me when you've heard enough. One thing I was wondering, I heard you talking about some contests the other day, and one was for writing a new Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, you got to go to Infowars.com, big giant banner for the contest.
Okay, and then I had a question for Bob Chapman. I have a USA Today from July 25th with an ad about these new presidential coins issued, it says, by the World Monetary Exchange Fund, something I had never heard of. I was wondering if he knew anything about that. It seemed kind of interesting to me. It said never circulated in the public, straight from the private vaults of this World Monetary Exchange. I thought that was kind of interesting. And also, I was at the Ron Paul Revolution Rally in Washington, D.C. a little bit ago, and I was talking to this guy that I met there. I believe he said, "We Are Change Cincinnati," and we were talking about like how he had Tex Mars on, and he was talking about how they signal each other through architecture and whatnot. And he said, have you noticed that they haven't changed or updated the $1 bill?
It has the old Sing Eye on it.
Right, and perhaps, you know, maybe that was a more subtle form of architecture, and, you know, they've changed every other bill but that one. So that was kind of interesting, and I know that's a lot. There's
I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go because we got to move on to other callers. So there's a lot of questions there, and I end up forgetting what they all were.
There's one of them that Ted should answer, and that is on that coin that he mentioned that came out. What usually happens with those collector type coins is they usually end up getting sold for close to melt value in the aftermarket or when you go to sell them, and so you usually pay a premium that you shouldn't have to pay. My feeling is you should look at those kinds of coins after they've been issued to see where they settle at. And I wouldn't go in and purchase them right off the bat. I'd wait and see
I think
if
he
you
was
really
asking, yeah, yeah, some will go up, some will go down, some will stay the same. You never know which coin will be, it'll become the really famous ones or incredibly collectible, kind of like baseball cards. But I think his question was, who is this particular mint? Who is this group, this world?
I've never heard of them, and they pop up from time to time, and they last for a while, and then they disappear.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to Laser in the UK one more time, see if Laser's phone's working. Laser? Oh, he just dropped off. Laser, if you can call back in and your line works, we'll get you on air. It was breaking up. I believe what he was saying was, I heard part of it was that, yeah, the news was first reporting the Georgians had attacked the Russians in a glorious victory and had killed the evil Russian troops in a vicious, illegal sneak attack. How wonderful. Now, that's in USA Today, but at the bottom of a story. Oh, by the way, we attacked the Russians. I mean, attacking Russians and then saying because they're with Al-Qaeda? Yes, I pulled up mainstream articles saying our troops were there to fight Al-Qaeda. I mean, how dumb do they... I guess now... Well, I mean, they've put out news reports saying that I am secretly, another 9/11 truthers were secretly raised in Afghanistan and are Al-Qaeda, not to mention that I was born before all that started and that they were our allies till 1990. I mean, it's just made up, but people say, oh, my God, Alex Jones is secretly Al-Qaeda. I mean,
you know,
Bob,
I hope, Alex, that Mr. Putin sees or meets Mr. Bush again at those Olympics and goes up and whispers in his ear, you just began your worst nightmare.
God only knows what's really going on. I'm not joking when I say Americans are going to think Russians attack Georgia and the U.S. And I'm not joking when I say they go on the message boards on Infowars.com on the comment area and say the European Union doesn't exist. And then you follow their handles back to their MySpace accounts and places and their Facebooks, and they're troops. I mean, they really think the EU doesn't exist, Bob. There's hit pieces on me saying that I'm lying, that there's no African Union when it was announced a decade ago. I mean, I mean these people aren't joking, Bob. They don't know anything.
No, you're right, they don't. And they fight you when you do try to tell them, when you're just trying to help them. And, you know, you only can do what you can do. And I've always told people, because I've been at this since 1960, if you can make one person out of 100 listen and understand and act, then you've really accomplished something.
Absolutely. Let's go to Adam in Ohio. You're on the air, Adam.
I guess you're coming right back to me, huh? I was just listening here.
Okay, then we're going to let you go. I've got my call list messed up. Greg in Canada. Well, why on earth would he still be there then? Greg in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, excellent show. I'm just watching this all unfold, this conflict, and I've come across a few articles showing war games in Georgia, U.S. war games in Georgia. This MSNBC article dated July 15th. It starts off, 1,000 U.S. troops began military training exercises in Georgia on Tuesday against the backdrop of growing friction between Georgia and the neighboring Russia. That kind of shows how they're using war games to escalate this conflict.
Yeah, both sides were doing that. In fact, I remember seeing that. Let me go to Google, because I want all this posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Aaron, shoot every article to Watson. I want total coverage of this. Listen for this headline. Give me the headline.
The headline is U.S.-Georgia training begins amidst Russia strain. Officials exercise unrelated friction between Moscow and ex-Soviet states. It's MSNBC, dated July 15th.
Yep, U.S.-Georgia training begins, MSNBC. I have it. I remember that. And just thousands and thousands of U.S. troops in there.
This I have a quote from South Ossetian envoy to Russia, Dmitry Medinev. It's in a Global Research .ca article. It says, Georgia troops that took part in a NATO exercise in the region launched artillery fire on the South Ossetian capital on August 1st, killing six people. there is a direct connection between the exercises of NATO troops and the latest attacks on us. And that's in a global research article.
Well, that's what all these drills are for here in the U.S. and overseas, is to prepare us to be attacked by our leaders, the mob criminals that are going to loot everything we've got. Send all those to the message boards on Prison Planet, everywhere. I want to be the place to be. I want all the key info for people to see this for themselves. This, the headline should read, with all this data in it, U.S. military launches sneak attack on Russian troops, under cover of Georgian Army. I mean, that's basically what we're dealing with, and this is just outrageous. Thank you for the call. Yes, I've got those articles. Oh, geez. This is so criminal, Bob. This is so criminal.
It certainly is. And, again, our troops are in harm's way. They shouldn't be there. And it's wrong, wrong, wrong. And,
headlines.
Some of these guys have already served three tours. And, now they're putting them in another war. It's just disgusting.
And reportedly, according to Israel papers, Israel's kind of the boss over there.
Israel has done what?
According to some Israeli publications, you mentioned one of them, that Israel's...
Debka.
Israeli forces are kind of running the whole shindig.
And that's correct. They've been in there for a long time, leading up to this invasion. And actually, it's an invasion. So if I was Russia, I'd just, bring my best troops down. And when you get them in position, just open up with Thalia missiles, the whole works, and just obliterate them. That's what I do.
Well, that's what's happening right now.
I mean, you got to remember, I spent years working against the Russians when they were the Soviets. And so, I don't have any love for them, but unfortunately, they're in the right here. I mean, they're being goaded and pushed into war. They're being attacked by foreign governments. It's wrong.
Do you agree with Dr. Roberts that the neocons are now completely insane?
I think so. They're insane with their own power, at least the American version thereof.
I mean, there's a method to the madness here, but the point is, they're delusional. They think they're sane, but they're crazy.
Well, that's a given. And incidentally, they're not all sane over in Europe either. I wrote a piece that's in Wednesday's issue under Europe about Sarkozy and his background. And then I've gotten some letters of the editor, which will be going on tomorrow's issue, pertaining to that. And it's another dog's breakfast. These people that are running France are out of their minds as well.
And they just created the Mediterranean Union, which is all over the news, but people say it doesn't exist when we talk about it. It's unbelievable military tactic of denying everything as they attack. I want to bring Ted Anderson up, and I just want to leave this short and sweet for people. I like to buy gold when it appears it's at a low. Whether it was $265 or $340 or $500 or $600 or $700 or $900, I've bought it at all those levels, a coin here, a coin there. I think now is a great time to buy because things are so unstable. Who knows what's coming in the future? They've been artificially trying to depress gold, which is a buying opportunity. With all of this out there, the dollar being devalued, all of it, is it a good move to move into these coins that Ted Anderson's offering right at melt, Bob Chapman?
Well, you buy them when nobody wants them. This is a tremendous opportunity to buy. Nobody knows where the bottom is. It could be right here, and in all probability is. So take advantage of it. If you got enough to buy 10 units, well, maybe buy 5 here and see what happens. And if you've got to pay $880 for it, well, that's okay. If you pay $820 for the second 5, that's okay, too. So that's a way to look at it.
Let's bring Ted Anderson up. These are semi-numismatic coins at bullion prices. Ted, I wanted to have you on today because so much is happening, and I wanted to point out to people, getting out of Federal Reserve notes is a good thing. Everybody I know who, is paycheck to paycheck, they'll go deposit a $2,000, a $1,500 paycheck in the bank, and then the bank will, even though they've had bank accounts for years, the bank will say, oh, you can only have a third of that money out, or you can't pay your bills for 6-7 days, 2 weeks. We're just holding your money. And now I'm seeing other banks go under all this craziness, but the government's saying, oh, no, everything's fine, don't buy gold, while they pack on trying to drive it down. Ted Anderson?
Yeah, I'm right here, Alex. I can tell you right now, this market, little market dip that we had here recently is what gold behaves like normally in the summer. And right now, we're sitting in a price range where gold was, it jumped up over $100 here last time. And what did it take, Bob? Maybe about 4 or 5 days for gold to go from 880, roughly in that range, to 950. I mean, right now is a very good buying opportunity, and I'd really suggest that if you get the if you have the opportunity and you have some cash, put it into gold. I mean, this Russian thing is just one of the problems we have. We got way too many problems in the market right now.
Ted, tell them about the coin offers you've got.
Yeah, I do. I've got the British Sovereign right now. It's a great coin. It's at 236. I have the French Franc right now. That coin is at 190. I am completely out of those walkers we've been talking about because the supply is just that tight. I've got dimes right now, the Mercury dimes. They're at $1,676 per $100 face. I mean, that silver is getting very scarce. I know, Bob, you probably have been out of touch with silver.
Stay there. Let's come back here from another minute from Ted, and then take maybe a call or two. Final segment straight ahead as we track the U.S. basically attacking Russia out of the clear blue.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town about the shack outside the games.
Have you got a Yahoo News? The top stories of the Olympics and celebrity hairdos, the John Edwards affair, the love child is what's the big news. We are the thumb-sucking cowards. Not all of us, but The mainstream media caters to that, and it's kind of a feedback loop. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? You know, the shorter our attention spans become, the shorter they make the news reports. It's just all a dumbing down. I'm sorry, U.S.-backed military forces attack and kill Russians in a premeditated murder. The Russians stream in with what looks like thousands of tanks and tens of thousands of troops, blowing the living daylights out of forces with our military mixed in with them, with Israelis. That is big news. I'm looking for people to say this doesn't even exist. I mean, that's basically what the denial mechanism has gotten so bad. Ted, again, give people those deals. Give them the toll-free number. Brokers are going to be there all weekend to take your calls, and people want to finally get out of their dollars into gold and silver. Gold more than doubled in the last 5 years. Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, it's 1-800-686-2237. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. We have the dimes. They're at $1.67 face. That's $16. It's just a little bit over spot. That's a great buy. The Frank coin,
to be clear, is you're out of silver dollars.
Oh, we're talking about those silver dollars and the walking liberties. I mean, Alex, I can't get them right now. We just that little thing, that bank, that indie bank, that thing that went on, inspired enough buying that I couldn't even get supply on them. It'll probably take
folks,
me another 3 or 4 weeks.
When they're done propping things up, when the bottom finally completely falls out, which you can see the terrain, it just gets worse from here economically, you're not going to be able to get gold and silver. There is no doubt. I mean, the premiums, if you can get it, are going to be insane. If common sense reigns and we live in reality, I mean, who knows, you know. Casper the Friendly Ghost may start flying around any minute, as weird as things have gotten here with the U.S. attacking Russia, and it's not even news. But, I mean, this is big news, folks. 1-800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. You can't beat those deals. We have links up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well. Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, I was just about to say, maybe 3% of the people own physical gold and physical silver. You move 5, 10, 15% of the people from the United States into gold and silver, there's not going to be anything to buy. I mean, that's just reality.
Absolutely.
I mean,
Ted, we're out of time. 800-686-2237. Are there going to be brokers there this weekend to answer the phones?
Oh, yeah, they'll be here. You know they will.
And what, till later night at night?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Ted. And, folks, if you call and they're not there, tell them it's a Ted Anderson, Alex Jones special, or you might pay more for those coins. Those are right at what Ted's getting them for. 800-686-2237. Our guest website is theinternationalforecaster.com. Heavily hated by the feds, the New World Order, persecuted. He's one of the icons fighting the New World Order for close to 50 years. I guess it's like 48 years now. And we've been really honored to have Bob Chapman on with us today, theinternationalforecaster.com. You're going to pop in with me for 30 minutes on Sunday. So is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He'll be on in the first hour. And then Bob Chapman again Sunday in the second hour of the abbreviated show. If something big breaks loose with this Georgia situation, we will be back on air Saturday. Just listen to the InfoWars streams. The network wants to carry it, or any stations do. You can just dial in to the internet streams. They're high quality and get them there. Ted may just put it up on the satellite. But Bob Chapman, thanks for coming on with us.
You're welcome, and I'll see you on Sunday.
You bet. Yeah, that's your second hour, so that's 4 o'clock your time, 5 o'clock my time. Take care, Bob.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, we covered this whole Georgia thing. Burmese did the first 20 minutes. I had a bad feeling and came into work today from the other work I was doing. Literally, I told my wife, I said, I can't work here at home. I got to go into the office. Something's going on. I have a bad feeling. And it's 888, baby. We're like, hey, it's 888. Nothing big has happened yet. Wait a minute. Russia just went into Georgia. But then it turned out the U.S. attacked Georgia. Look at InfoWars.com for continual coverage. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com with Jason Burmese. The restream starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.